The maidens of Nestor were all that remained of Quintan's tallest mountain, named for the 1,000 priestesses who had hurled themselves from its cliffs rather than be taken prisoner by greenskin reavers. It had been raised flat by an orbital barrage, and the molten rock sculpted into a monument to their sacrifice. Around the circular plateau, 1,000 toothed fangs of glassy basalt, one for each of the lost maidens. In the center of the vast stump of the mountain, a churning mechanical edifice thundered like the engine of the most colossal starship imaginable. More machine than structure, its chaotic assembly was a nightmare of thundering pistons, fire-belching stacks, geysering overflows, and arcing electrical towers. Streaming banners flapped in the nightmare thermals billowing around the mountain, and hellish runes of blasphemous entities were stamped on every piece of blood-soaked iron that had gone into the forge's construction. A constant stream of heavy mass carriers bore thousands of tons of captured machinery into the blackened forge, feeding the dark adepts within the raw materials with which to craft the battle engines of the bloodborne warlord. Acrid smoke hugged the ground, a ready-made smokescreen. Tellian halted the squad in the shadow of one of the maidens and reached up to touch the smooth stone.
Maidens of Nestor, grant me a measure of your courage.
He felt eyes upon him and turned to see Catan watching him.
For luck.
I didn't think the great Tellian needed luck.
The more I fight, the luckier I get, but it never hurts to have a little spare.
Tellian attuned his senses to the myriad noise patterns among the clanking acoustic mess surrounding the Forge Temple. Even amid so horrific a place, there was rhythm and pattern. This forge was the domain of the Dark Mechanicus, twisted machine priests who melded the power of the Immaterium with that of their blasphemous mechanical creations. Such abominations worked to the beat of artificial hearts. Beneath the cacophony of sound echoing from the mountainsides, Tellian heard the regular booming crash of giant forge hammers working in time with heaving presses and ore furnaces. He scanned the side of the temple, seeking an entry point. He found what he was looking for, 15 meters above the plateau, an intake flue that drew great gulps of polluted air to feed the furnaces within. A web of pipework snaked across the flanks of the structure, like corroded vines, and they would be easy to climb.
Be ready. Move when I move and keep low.
Tellian counted, along with the percussive sounds of the forge, waiting until the crash of metal hammers echoed over the mountains, before breaking cover and sprinting through the reeking vapors. Almost instantly he was running blind as the temple spewed a poisonous breath and screamed with every one of its exhaust vents. These were birth cries. The forge was howling its pleasure and pain at the monstrous byblows taking shape within its mechanized guts. Tellian heard revving engines and the heavy footfalls of ironclad machines. He saw blurred outlines of hideously altered servitors and brain-cut labor boots, slave creatures formed from random machine parts and organic debris. They ignored the scouts, and Tellian returned the favor. The soaring iron cliff face of the forge loomed out of the noxious yellow fog, and Tellian leapt onto the pipework. Hand over hand, he climbed to the flue and peered within. A slowly rotating fan filled the circular pipe around 2 meters in diameter. Tellian swung around the edge of the pipe, ducking beneath the slowly rotating blades, and ran towards a grilled vent. Shouldering his bolter as he ran, Tellian fired 4 shots, one to each corner of the vent, and kicked it free of its mountings without breaking step. Behind the vent was a bizarre machine, part sucking compressor, part pumping mechanism, fashioned from the upper torsos of steel-clad creatures that might once have been men. Behind the machine was a mesh grill, through which spilled a hellish red light and the thundering sounds of heavy industry. As Tellian crouched at the grill, the rest of the squad emerged into the pumping chamber, immediately taking up defensive positions.
Through there!
Tellian tapped the grill with the barrel of his gun. Using their combat blades, Tellian and Catan removed it from its mountings and set it aside. The scout slipped through the hole in the wall, dropping onto a tangled mass of ductwork. Pushing forward on his belly, Talion eased his way onto a corroded junction box and peered down into the hellish workings of the Forge Temple. Orange light filled the cavernous space, a fane to a ruinous parody of the Machine God. Glowing ore vats bubbled like volcanic pits along the edges of the colossal chamber, and giant cauldrons of brazen iron, suspended on iron chains, drooled blood into each pool of molten metal. Hundreds of chanting priests in dark robes consecrated it with scrap code prayers of impossible binary, and the stench of burned metal and scorched flesh caught at the back of Talion's throat. Streams of molten blood metal were drawn along grooved channels towards hellish forge machines that rolled, pressed, and shaped weapons of war. Foremost amongst those machines was a vast furnace that growled and hammered with animal hunger. And tending to this black altar of hellish creation was a towering abomination of steel and fire.
Emperor's teeth, what in Gulliman's name is that?
It had once been a warhound titan, but it had been brutally augmented with so many loathsome additions that its original builders would have wept to see it so degraded. The battle engine stood 7 meters tall, though it was hunched over like a bent-backed scribe. A complex arrangement of mechanized arms that were an indivisible mix of weapons and machine tools depended from its carapace.
A high priest?
I think you might be right. I need to get down there.
I just knew you were going to say that.
The scouts gathered around Talion, and he outlined his plan of action with succinct clarity. Ambiguity would see them all dead. Worse, it would see the mission fail. Satisfied, everyone in the squad understood their role. Talion moved off, finding a trunk line of cabling that led to the floor of the temple. Blasts of superheated steam gusted from brass-rimmed vents, and Talion waited for a particularly thick cloud to drift past before sliding over the edge of the ducting to shimmy down to the ground. The heat on the floor of the forge was like the hottest desert Talion had ever known. The fumes from the blood metal pits sucked the moisture from the air and made it painful to take a breath. A scout was proficient at creating havoc behind enemy lines, but Tarius Talion was the master of mayhem. He had already identified the most vulnerable parts of the forge from the ductwork above and knew exactly where to place his melter bombs. He moved swiftly and carefully through the chamber, keeping to the shadows where possible and making the most of the industrial cover. None of the black-robed priests ever saw him as they made their ritual circuits of the blood metal pits. With calm surety of purpose, Talion picked his way through the chamber, planting his melter charges behind junction boxes buried within cable nodes or on the reverse of pressure gauges. The battle engine moved through the chamber with booming footsteps, devotional squalls of scrap code burbling from augmeters mounted upon its carapace. Each static outburst was greeted with answering spurts of faulty machine noise from the priests. Talion could understand nothing of the noise, but registered no hostility or sense that he'd been discovered in the tonality of the sound.